the most brutal, vicious, and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Welcome everybody to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. I am Tony.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jeff.
And we are back for another edition, edition number 40, Gale Sayers.
Yes.
For Old English. Or St. Ives. Depending on what era you're from.
Whatever your pleasure.
Gale Sayers. Ever your pleasure.
All of it.
Another week in the books. All of that. Another week in the books. I'm glad to be back with my fellas from across the country.
It's about time.
I've been doing a little traveling lately.
Travel.
About time, but back in action. It looks like we hired a new production manager because things are running smoothly.
First off, ain't nobody been paid to be hired. That's what we're talking about now.
That's right. But I do need a little more in my ear letting me know it's time to get started.
Look, how many
get the intro?
How many hand signals can I give you? I was like,
he thought she was hitting that air drum.
I thought she was hitting the air drums.
Right.
I was waiting for another quote. I was waiting for somebody to start talking or Mike Tyson something.
My God. I'm giving you all the signals.
But I like the intro music.
Look, when you're not here, you don't understand how things work anymore.
Well, you know, I wasn't here, but I was actually listening to the podcast.
We noticed.
It's about time.
Not only was I listening, but I was participating.
I said you were engaging. Yes, indeed.
You were engaging.
That's right.
Maybe
that's
it
right.
was just promo.
That's right.
I wanted you to do that.
I was sharing it. I was sharing it while I was participating.
Oh, is that right?
Some more folks on. Yeah.
Okay.
You know? Yes, sir.
We appreciate you.
What's
Thank
up,
you.
Fellas?
Same old, Tone. What's up?
Oh, man, you got it, man. Out here, 65-degree weather.
Oh.
You know, trying to be like y'all out on the West Coast. What are y'all feeling like out there right now?
Probably about 80-something. Sunshine and tacos, son. As usual. Nothing
Dang
changed.
That.
Nothing. It's like Groundhog's Day when it's the weather. It's the same every day. Sun shines. The sun is more yellow. The sky is more blue. The wind blows a little bit. And you can go get tacos. Jeff, how's the weather in Chicago?
We're sitting about 60 today.
Yeah, it's up.
But you know what? I heard some, it's almost like blasphemy. You know, the weatherman this morning said something about some snow coming this week.
You know what you talking about, Willis?
I know, right? That's why I was like, on that remote, like this, he lied.
That is cause to get jumped.
Yeah,
I'd be sitting out the news station waiting on him to come to this car. Like, what's up with this snow you talking about, son?
Good thing is, you can be a successful meteorologist and be right about 33% of the time and make a lot of money. So yes. hopefully he's wrong.
I'm hoping he's wrong. I hope whatever it is that he saw blows right over and keeps moving.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, well.
Speaking of tacos.
Uh-oh.
Shameless plug. For Elsa's. Mexican Cantina. Bad Juan's in the house. Sean, I know you remember Bad Juan's for being out here, but you don't remember Bad Juan's?
I do remember Bad Juan's.
Bad Juan's. Oof. F, you remember Bad Juan's?
No, I think that was after my time.
You weren't old enough to drink when you lived here, were you?
No.
See, I wasn't trying to be funny.
No, I was in college at that time, so.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
Bad Juan's, boy. Woo.
Family business. Family business will remain family business, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, because you wasn't trying to weigh on them St. Ives references.
He knew all about the St. Ives. What was we trying to do to keep them 40 ounces cold? Remember that?
It's cold. Make it taste better than everything else.
It never tasted good.
It never tasted good. We were just representing. We wanted to be Ice Cube and them, you know, hip hop. What a bad influence. Rap music. Bad influence.
Yeah, fold them over, Tone. There you go. There you go.
Fingers don't work no more. We can't do.
West, y'all.
Yeah, we put.
It's been a while.
Gale Sayers, episode 40. Gale Sayers, running back for Chicago Bears. He used to say, "Give me 6 inches of daylight, and I'm gone." Right.
Yeah.
Career cut short due to some bad knee injuries, but considered one of the goats when it comes to toting a rock in the NFL. Man,
that's right. That's right. Speaking of NFL, draft coming up, we hear a lot of talk here recently. It's all been about the quarterbacks, really. You know, who's going first, second, and third, and fourth. But, you know, a little Sports Illustrated article came out, I believe, this week, or is coming out this week, referencing Trevor Lawrence and his love or lack thereof for the game of football. Is this like a big deal, or does it matter, or are we making too much of it? What do y'all think?
I think we're making too much out of it. It's nothing wrong with him having not making football his life, you know, but it can be, still doesn't mean that he's not going to be prepared for his career. And I think trying to correlate the two is a mistake. But for me, I think it's a lot about nothing. Just me, though.
Okay.
It absolutely is a lot about nothing. You know, these media types always want you to go with the old stereotypical reply of, I eat, sleep, and drink this, and I'm, especially quarterbacks, right? All I do is study film and push-ups and throw the ball, and come on, like, I was listening to Bomani and Dominique on Bomani, The Right Times with Bomani Jones. And Dominique was like, man, you got time to, you know, go to the restroom and, you know, hang out with your family and do other things. You can't just be football 100% of the time. Nobody can. So for him to say, you know what, this isn't what drives me in my life. Yeah, we obviously know he likes to win. He's been a winner at every level. So now you expect him to just, you know, all I do is consume football. And its principles and how to be great. I think that's ridiculous expectation for anybody, especially a young cat. Young cats ain't trying to be all up in the film room. First one in, last one out all the time. That happens later in your career. Hey, your first couple years, man, let that dude hang out a little bit. Enjoy it. You've worked all this time to get to this level, and now you expect him to just be all-consuming football. And he's 21 years old. That ain't gonna happen.
I get that.
I don't even think it's so much about him not being in there to study. I just think it's good for him to have some balance.
Right.
You know, and nothing wrong with being balanced and not being overly consumed with it. Like I said, I think it's a lot about nothing. You know, there's so many of us think about as far as our own careers. The one thing that we all try to figure out is how to balance our work, our personal lives, time for ourselves, and everything else that we're trying to do to enjoy life.
Right.
And I see nothing wrong with that being the same for a young man or any of these guys playing ball. They should take their craft seriously, but at the same time, it's okay for them to have a balance.
I agree with that. I think it probably is a little bit about nothing, but I would say that maybe the bigger point that I took away from all this, and it was referenced by Louis Riddick of ESPN, and his question mark was, if this was said by a Justin Fields, would it be shooed away as not really that big of a deal? Because it seems like a lot of folks are taking shots at Justin Fields for things like this, not even things that are said, but maybe things that are inferred. And I guess what I took away from Louis Riddick's comments were, and he didn't say this, and he's not going to say this. He works for Disney. He works for the mothership. But if Trevor Lawrence were black, mm-hmm. would they be making a bigger deal out of this? Because really a lot of folks, even in the media, are giving him a major pass. And not even really talking about it at all. And I get that, but if the tables were turned and we were talking about, say, a Justin Fields, a black quarterback, would it be a bigger deal?
Would it be a bigger deal? He would get.
Would it be made to be?
He would get would hammered. Be to be he's, getting, deal. He's getting hammered now because they think he doesn't. He's not as accurate, or he's not. He can't. You know, I even made the thing where it was explained by somebody from that program anyway of how their offense is set up. Is why he doesn't get to 3, 4, and 5 all the time, because they got designed to get from 1 to 2 and maybe back to 1 before he gets anywhere else. But then you see clips where he's gotten to 4, maybe the 5th receiver. So. Yeah, they hammer him for that. Why wouldn't they hammer him for making a statement like, yeah, this doesn't consume me. I enjoy painting and other activities outside of football. I think they would hammer him.
But they're also, they would hammer him because of what they perceive to be those flaws, right? Trevor Lawrence is seen to have not as many or none as far as the flaws are concerned. And everybody else I think is coming up is being measured to him. So, that's where I think that comes into play. But yeah, I definitely think there would be a difference, mainly because of the fact that when you think about the black quarterback, most of the time we are seen to be inferior, right? Where the athlete, you know, they're not going to get much out of the throwing game. They might be able to do this, might be able to do that, but the accuracy and all those type of things. So I think, you know, when a player other than the one who made it makes that comment, I think they will come back and attack those issues because that's where they're seeing the quote unquote deficiencies in this play.
Well, you know, and here's another thing. Once it was deemed that Trevor Lawrence was going to be the overall number one without question, there was no deep photo or no film dive on all of his issues. He's got issues. He's got things that need to be improved. But once they said, oh, he's number one, we're not gonna look at it anymore. Mm-hmm. But man, they did a deep dive on Justin Fields. They didn't do that same dive on the kid from BYU or the kid from North Dakota State. So why is it Justin Fields? Is there a disdain for Ohio State quarterbacks? Is it beyond color? It's just the program that he come from? Is it Ohio State?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it was
leaked by somebody up north.
When in doubt, always blame Michigan, hey, right?
Speaking of Ohio State, did you catch the spring game the other day?
You know what? I did not catch the spring game, but I did catch a little bit of it today on replay. Probably the last few minutes of it. So I missed out on the bulk of it. We had a lot going on this weekend. Broke the patio in first time of the season. So spent a lot of time out in the yard yesterday. But I will say this. There is no shortage of playmakers on that roster.
I was going to say that's the only saving grace because the quarterbacks, I thought, And look, they got a long way to go, and they got a lot of preparation. Mm-hmm. They got time, but I thought they all looked completely average to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the saving grace is that you got, you know, an Olave and whoever else coming back, and you got depth at running back, and you know, hopefully the defense in the back end will be better. But man, the quarterbacks look completely average to me. And that's not me and my disdain and my pettiness for Ohio State. It didn't look like Justin Fields. It didn't look like JT Barrett. It didn't look like Cardale. It didn't look like any of that.
Yeah, but we're not talking about guys who have had any experience who would come out and have any look of polish.
This is the Ohio State, though. We build, we reload, right?
Which means we will have them primed and ready.
Okay, then we'll. You know, the other thing is, man. What if it doesn't work? What if Urban Meyer and all of that, what if that was the end? Like, because there, once again, we've talked about this before, this whole level of Ohio State greatness is still, I know it's been going on a while, but it's still a relatively new phenomenon. What if that was the end? Like, what if this is the back end and it's going downhill now?
I think... When you talk Johnnies and Joes, Sean, we've talked about this a lot of times. And the fact of the matter is there's going to be no shortage of talent. We know that to be true. And I would say in a question to that question, what teams have we really seen the modern era get to that height in college football actually fall consistently? you know, it'd be the end and the bottom drop out. You don't see a lot of that because they're still always going to get the talent. And the talent matters.
I think we've seen dynasties fall. I think we've seen Miami. I think we've seen Florida State. I think we've seen USC. I think we've seen Notre Dame. I think we've seen Michigan. I think Ohio State was down and now they're up.
And we're talking about programs that weren't necessarily always getting the players, or
I just named off a bunch of blue bloods. What do you mean?
I mean, you got Texas in there too.
They can be blue bloods, but if you're starting not to get the same level of talent and you're also not cultivating that talent, then yeah, I mean, you're gonna have issues.
Those schools are still getting 4 and 5 star dudes. No? Oh, Texas isn't getting 4 and 5 stars. USC, Florida. Look at those schools. Miami, the U.
They're still getting them. I don't think they're getting them at the level and the quantity that they were getting them before. I agree that they're still getting them.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is that there was a rise and there was a run of greatness. And now look at those programs. When Bobby Bowden was finishing in the top three for how many years in a row? When the U was winning 58 home consecutive home games, right? Notre Dame, USC was back-to-back national champions, multiple Heisman Trophy winners. At some point in time, it's going to come to an end. You can't sustain it forever. And I'm asking, is this going to be the tail end of it? Because I'm so used to seeing the next guy come in there and be right ready to go at quarterback. And this is going back to Tressel. You're used to a quarterback. All right, who we got coming in? Oh, look at this guy. He's a stud. I didn't hear anybody say that about Stroud and those the freshman and the other guy that was there. Did you? Are you excited about Stroud, Tony?
I'm excited to see who wins that competition. That's not what I said. And who we are able to get ready for week one to continue the dominance in the Big Ten that is the Ohio State Buckeyes.
That's not what I said at all.
Hey, just ask him about that.
You're pointing at me. Ask who? Point the other way.
I think he's trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, look, I'll admit, and this again, it's not me being fair or whether about it. Michigan's falling on hard times. This will be interesting because is this his first group of actual recruits? Is this his team? As far as the coach in Columbus,
This is year two.
So he still has some of Urban's guys on this field.
Yeah.
But as far as at the quarterback position, are these his or are these Urban?
No, I don't think many of Urban's guys stuck around.
I think the one guy's a freshman, might be a redshirt freshman, the young cat. Those other two guys were there when Urban was there.
Because the redshirt freshman, from what I didn't get to watch it. I just saw the clip, the one clip, and they were saying, I think he was a redshirt that backed up your boy last year.
No, Stroud and one of those other guys got in a game against Nebraska.
Okay. Maybe that's what I overheard.
But none of them threw any passes, though.
I mean, when you're ahead that much and you got, I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to have a conversation without it getting into petty mode. And I'm asking a legitimate question. Are you excited about the quarterback at Ohio State? And all I hear is,
I couldn't be more excited.
I get a coach.
To see who we have ready come week one.
I get coaches.
To carry the torch that is the cream of the crop in the Big Ten Conference.
I get coach speak out of him. I'm excited to see who's going to win the quarterback competition.
It's not week one, though, you got to worry about. It's later in the season.
It's not
so
the
I guess
end of
your
season.
Thing is like to see what,
it's not the
it's
end
like
of season.
To see who happens in the first of the season. So you can see if that's the same person that's leading them into the Big Ten season.
But it's not the end of the season.
Not worried about the end of the season. We're, you just said
we're
you're
not
excited
either.
About the front.
We're not either.
So, so the
jerk.
End of the season, when we get there, we'll worry about it. Let's get there first.
Some of us will.
You all smiles now, but that quarterback I have playing in the spring game may not be your answer.
If we have a game, I mean, stranger things have happened, right?
And on that note,
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Do us a favor and hit the subscribe button right there on YouTube. Like it, share it. We appreciate it. Right there. Still right there. All right. Also, you can follow us on any social media platform. For instance, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And last but not least, you can check out the audio on pretty much anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So, once again, subscribe, like, share, Getaway Podcast with Tony and Sean and Jeff.
Every week is funny.
Oh man. No, we you know what? We could spend a whole series on just talking NFL right now. There's so much going on with you know, we didn't talk a lot about, well, you guys might have talked a little bit about it. You know, the trade, San Francisco's trade up to get into that spot to take a quarterback and who they're talking about taking.
You guys, I mean, there's so much. I love it, Jeff. You guys might have talked about it. You guys got his own podcast, but he don't watch it to see if we've ever talked about whether San Francisco's trade is going to lead to whoever they pick. He don't watch the podcast. How you gonna get on here and give a 30-second diatribe commercial, tell people to like, share, comment, engage with us, and you don't even watch the damn podcast?
I do like, share, comment, and by the way. The way, my son is a huge fan.
Yeah,
he's a huge fan. He's not too sure about the state up north guy. He said, but he said all in all, he seems like a pretty good dude. You know,
so you get the Cliffs notes.
Does he realize that his name comes from a player that came from?
Didn't
Michigan?
Didn't.
No, I hear you. There ain't no, breaking up.
He doesn't know.
There ain't no copyright on that name.
Huh? I am Braylon Edwards. Go ahead. Just tell him. Just
ain't no copyright on that name.
Just say you know your name. It's like
B. Braylon you Edwards. Are named He's after a University of Michigan football player. Go Buck.
An excellent wide receiver. Go ahead, tell him, Tony.
Who, by the way, played for your rival Browns. If you're a Ravens fan. What? Hold on.
Go ahead, Tone. Tell him about it.
What?
Tell him. Go ahead. What? Just let him know. Is he listening?
He'll know after the podcast. He just gave me a dirty look from the car. So he may have an issue here in the Martin household this evening.
Welcome back, Don.
He's like, say what? What'd you say, Dad? Really?
Say it ain't so.
He gonna be like, can I start going by my middle name?
He's gonna walk around in an amazing blue jersey, man. I'm gonna buy him a Braylon Edwards jersey.
I'll look at him.
So another
Ohio State
standout, both in life and in business and in football, has now been chosen and agreed to take the helm at Tennessee State, historically black college. Y'all think about this. We've seen a trend with former players, high profile players, taking these jobs. What do you think about it? And where do you think it takes these colleges in the future?
If you would have listened to the podcast last week, you'd have heard us talk about Eddie George at Tennessee State and the phenomenon of NFL players coming in like Deion Sanders and being head coaches in college without any experience. You would have heard all of that. So guess what?
Just consider this a review.
We are not going to review it. If you have another subject you would like to talk about, we'll be more than willing to see if it's already been discussed on this here podcast.
He just wanted to bring it up because of Eddie George. That's
unbelievable.
All the folks that missed the podcast.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. This guy, man. This guy is something else, man. You got something else you want to talk about, son?
Wait. I mean, so many things to talk about right now.
What else you want to talk about, Tony? You got anything else? Nice try, though, son. That was on last week's quiz.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me ask Brandon real quick what else they talked about last week on the podcast.
Please do. Jeff, let's go. Jeff, we'll talk about something else that's current. You can go over there and catch up with me. Get the Cliff's Notes version of what we talked about.
Brandon, like, you on your own. You didn't tell me my name.
You done named me after some Wolverine, and now you want help? Now you want my help? Get out of here. Woo!
You want
to talk about King Kong or DMX? What you want to talk about? We already talked about all that stuff.
Recently, you know, we lost DMX.
Okay.
And I just want to, you know, I know, you know what? I was actually talking to my wife about this week. So, DMX was a complex dude. He was a complex dude.
We have already talked about DMX.
You can talk about Black Rob, man. He just passed away. We lost Black Rob. There you go.
Talk about that. Right.
Whoa.
That's right.
So, all right. Tone, do you want, seriously though, do you want to put anything out there about DMX? I know you liked hip hop back in the day when DMX was hot.
You know what?
You want to say it? Say it.
Honestly, I was never a huge DMX fan as a person.
Okay.
You know, I was indifferent. Obviously, he had some jams. I don't know, man. Like, I guess one thing I struggle with, and this is actually what Case and I were talking about. I struggle with the fact, you know, I don't know, man. I don't view him as a martyr. I don't view him as a person necessarily to lift up. You know, and by that I mean I'm listening to shows and everybody's doing the tributes to DMX and listen, you know, rest in peace. Personally, I feel worse for his kids. I feel worse for his young kids, you know, that lost a father, regardless of hip hop, regardless of stature and entertainment or whatever.
Right.
Anybody. But to me, and listen, we all have faults. We all have things we're working on. So it's not to judge.
Right.
There's no judgment in what I'm saying. But at the same time, I mean, you know, the guy had his issues. I just don't feel like lifting him up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what I want to say is, you know, this great guy that kept on making the same mistakes, and he had those kids, and he had those family members, and he had that voice, you know, to use differently to influence, and chose not to. And some people say, well, you know, he fell into this and had demons, and yeah, absolutely, that's rough and that's tough, but I don't necessarily feel like, you know, I don't feel the need to exalt that. You know, those were self-inflicted wounds in a lot of ways, in my opinion. So that's how I felt about it.
What a jerk.
I still bump my head to the jam.
What a jerk. Because we got on here and we did talk about that. We did talk about how, you know, you can become addicted, and sometimes it's out of your control. Once that thing gets a hold of you, your personality, your body makeup, your chemistry makeup doesn't allow you to break free from it. And you might relapse and make multiple mistakes according to somebody else's plan, right? But at the same time, you're just a regular dude. And I get it, you know. Mm-hmm. What we also said was, you know what? A lot of people got rich off of him. A lot of people got jobs off of him. And a lot of people did this and that off of him because of all the work that he put in. And, you know, when Jeff mentioned that Jay-Z bought the masters, and maybe hopefully that's going to be able to allow that money to be rerouted to his children, then that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're addicted, gone is that stigma of, oh, he's a geeker. That stigma doesn't exist anymore, man. I'm telling you, man, it does not exist. Only the knuckleheads, you know, people try to say, yeah, okay, yeah, you're on these things. If you can't control it, I've known a few people with the heroin epidemic who have overdosed. If you can't control it, or if it's your first time and it happens to you and you die, I mean, that might be a mistake that you made because you didn't have a good decision, or you're coming from somewhere bad. But that dude got addicted to crack because some OG put crack in his weed. And I know a whole lot of people that smoke weed. And we talked about people in high power positions in this country, political and whatever, running corporations, and they do drugs. High functioning addicts. And he wasn't that. So sometimes things happen to you and it's out of your control. And you can say, yeah, well, you made a choice. I get it. But when that thing gets a hold of you and calls you, you're going to go find it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was going home and kicking his kids and beating them up. You know, there was some neglect there because he didn't leave money for them or whatever was going on. I don't know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The neglect was him not being able to get loose of that thing that had a hold of him. And that's the bad thing. Now, like mm-hmm. I just said, hopefully that money gets rerouted and the kids are taken care of now. But there's a whole nother thing that's going on Twitter with the passing of Black Rob. And they're saying how can you be used to provide this entertainment, and then in turn, you know, your boss makes millions off of you, and then you wind up dying homeless without anything, broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, we saw the whole record industry and how that all works out, as far as just through the whole, for lack of a better example, the New Edition thing. Right. You know, as far as how they got used and people were making all this money off of them, but at the end of the day, they weren't getting any money.
Right.
And, you know, or even NWA, you know, with watching that movie, you saw how was it Jerry Heller, you know, basically signed them to this contract and they give them all this stuff, right? They give them the stuff, but the money is going elsewhere. So they get all the materialistic things, the chains, the cars, all this other stuff that's not really just theirs. They're not really making the investments. It's like one of those things where I can honestly say, like, these last few NFL players who have gotten these really fat contracts, I appreciate the fact that they went. Your boy Mahomes bought, Kansas City, put money in the Royals. You got Dwayne Wade now, who's about to make a purchase or has bought into the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
You know, forever Jordan's inability to actually put the winner together, you know, but he's been long-term invested. You got Magic, you know, it's like one of those things to where no longer, or these guys have figured out a way to not just be the pawn, but be able to find a way to take the money and put it someplace for themselves later. I think, Sean, it was last week you were saying that, I think even with Allen Iverson, like, they were putting money away for him.
Right.
So that he didn't blow it and end up in a situation to where when he's retired, there's nothing left. Because I'll be honest with you, I thought the same thing about it. It's like, man, it's crazy. Puffy, P. Diddy, whatever name he's going by now, Sean, whatever, you know, whatever his name is at this time, you know, sitting like a fat cat, you know, Ciroc and all this stuff going on. And his artists die broke almost, you know? And it's like one of those things where it's like, where is that piece, you know? But at the end of the day, it's a business, and
right.
Some people doing their thing about their money.
What's the responsibility, right? I get it. And I saw a post from a friend. He's like, yeah, show me a boss that's going to take care of you when you pass and you no longer work for him. And that's who I want to go work for. I get it, man. But that's a whole, once you get to that entertainment level, that industry is different. I think you count on the talent of some people who may be vulnerable to make you a millionaire, and it makes them a thousandaire, right? And then when you're done with them, you're done with them. That whole industry is a little weird.
I think you hit on the head, Sean, because if you look back, you know, we're talking about a couple examples, but the reality of it is that is not the exception,
right?
That is how, and I don't care if it was, you know, white boy bands or, you know, urban groups or urban artists or white artists or whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I've seen stuff about, you know, NSYNC guys not getting taken care of.
Right.
Okay. I mean,
that's right.
You know, so it's not unique. And when you're talking about Puffy, and yeah, Puffy's a great example, because I haven't heard too many artists that have come through that group that have very many good things to say.
True.
They're no longer affiliated with Puffy.
That's true.
But Puffy's money ain't slowed down. So, I mean, but that's when you look at the exceptions. You look at the Master P's who took control of his own.
People love Master P. Go ahead. People that have worked for him, they love him, but go ahead.
But you look at somebody who took control of his own and wasn't allowed, you know, the industry or the moguls to pimp him, so to speak. You know, Jay-Z did the same thing. I mean, the guys with all the money right now that were artists, they kind of went against the grain and didn't allow somebody to control their debt. And listen, for whatever reason, somebody took an interest in them and helped them get to that point.
Right.
And they were able to do it differently. But the reality of it is, majority, you know, never made the money that they should have for the impact that they had on the industry.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad.
But that's what's up. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Hit that subscribe button right there when you're on the YouTube channel. Like, share, comment, engage with us. We love when you do that. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, comment, share, engage with us there as well. You can also hear the audio anywhere you can hear a podcast. We are also available on your Alexa-enabled devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Say words, son.
Words, son.
Words, son.
Also, late edition, we finally got approved for Pandora, so you can find the podcast on Pandora now.
About Amazon Music.
Been there.
that's my joint.
That's your joint. But you still lost my that joint. You still lost that poll because ain't nobody using Amazon Music.
I mean, it is almost 50-50 last time I saw it. Quit that.
All right, we got a comment. DJ Longgreen commenting, Black Rob, Craig Mack, B.I.G., three of Bad Boy's lead rappers did. This ain't a good look for Diddy. Craig Mack, Craig Mack got sick and passed too, and he didn't have much money left over, and he had a banger.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks for commenting, that's right. D.
Appreciate it.
Look,
appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
That's frat.
That's facts. All facts.
No. I'm saying that's one of my frat brothers. I was saying.
Oh, is it? That's what's up.
I didn't even know what you were saying, but I was like, yes.
I thought you said that's facts. No, that's frat. We ain't in the frat. We don't know all the lingo in the frat.
Let's lighten this up a little bit. So, you know, we're talking about these artists. What is your favorite, the most impactful concert that you've ever attended? That just sticks out in your mind. What was it?
We talked about this on the podcast when it was just me and you, but go ahead.
I know, but I feel like it deserves coming back to since we're talking. Yeah, it's bringing back nostalgia for me.
Well, it was the one we went to. It was the one at Hare Arena in Dayton, Ohio, where it was Ice Cube, Naughty by Nature.
I was about to say, Del
the Funky Homo Sapien, Black Sheep.
Scarface.
And it was like three more acts, and we paid like
WC in the Mad Circle.
Yes, WC in the Mad Circle. We paid like $14 for that ticket.
$14.
It was the best concert. It was the best bang for my buck. But the one another one that I'll never forget is I got to see Prince at the Nutter Center. So that's high level, especially on my list, my bucket list. You know, and then the regret is not to be able to see Michael. But I got to see Prince.
All right, so here's a question. Here's my question, as you mentioned that. And Jeff, did you go to that concert as well?
I went to the one that you guys were just talking about as far as Ice Cube and all them.
That concert, let me tell you something. There were some things going on in that concert. Woo!
I think as far as outside of that, I never got to see Prince, never got to see Michael. So those are ones I hate that I missed out on.
Damn.
Outside of that, you know, been to a few R&B ones. Jill Scott was hot when I saw her when she first came out. That was good. She did the House of Blues here in Chicago.
Yeah.
That was cool. I would say the first time I saw her, I was trying to figure out, like, why is it taking this woman 3 hours to come out to the show? And she just now released, she just released this out. Why I got to wait 3 hours to see her?
Yeah.
She came out, then I realized she's a bad girl. So,
it worth the wait, huh?
Yeah, and then you know, New Edition, all of them they've all been good. So
I saw New Edition on the Candy Girl tour. That was the first concert I went to. Was the opener was Shannon, Let the Music Play.
Mm.
Then Run DMC.
Let the music play.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. Then Run DMC. And New Edition was the headliner.
Oh, you know, another,
I saw
Charlie Wilson down at the Cincinnati Music Festival. That bro put on a show, bro. Hey, I'm just saying, Charlie Wilson put on a show.
Jeff, you about to go get your gators, put your gators on, man? What's going on?
If I have to, man, I will tell you this. We went down, you know, we did the Cincinnati Music Festival, and, you know, you get all the acts. New Edition, you know, they were on there too, but Charlie Wilson put on the show.
That's what's up.
It was decent.
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
So why can't urban and hip-hop groups tour like that anymore? Because the only ones I see tour now are old Tevin Campbell and Ginuwine and some of those cats where they got to get like 19 of them on a card. I'm saying.
Well, that's what I showed. I would prefer that. I would prefer the old, remember the old Fresh Fest rap concerts used to run around, man? I would prefer to be 20 acts.
I'd prefer if they were like still like active acts that had music coming out, or I mean, like, okay, so Tevin Campbell, here's the deal, man. Tevin Campbell is a classic case of the guy who was basically a kid,
yeah,
okay, and that was what we all knew and loved,
okay,
that voice that, you know, and when it can't sound anything like that, how many years later. It's not the same.
I have issue with that.
Like,
how like many, what? How many artists?
So you pay to see ABC, another bad creation?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when you say it doesn't sound like that, what I'm saying is how many artists, seriously,
you know what I'm saying, Jeff?
How many artists sound like the record when they're performing live?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
So you want, hold on.
I'm taking it to the
hold extreme. On, wait a minute. Hold on. So you want a grown
Michael Jackson
man to sound like he did when he was 13 years old. That's what you're telling me?
No, but if no, hold on.
Because if that's the case, you can't go see New Edition. You can't go see New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, whatever, boy band. You can't go see none of them.
No, we're talking. Listen, man. I want you to go to YouTube and search for Tevin Campbell Live 2020. You tell me you're paying to go see that. Hear that.
Just don't put that on Twitter, because Black Twitter going to be all over you.
All I'm going to say is this. Tevin Campbell, 2 years into his career, I think he was on Arsenio Hall. He couldn't sing the same. He couldn't sing it when he was then. The puberty messed him up real bad, because he tried to hit one of them notes.
To just prove it. That's what I'm saying.
But he can still sing.
But he can still sing.
It's not the same. So it doesn't sound like the record, but he can still sing.
That dude got booed off the stage.
But I tell you, the other group that was on Arsenio Hall, y'all remember that group, Shy?
Yes.
I'm talking about
coming right back at you.
They tried to sing. They did Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
It was a
Hey, had all of us thinking we could sing.
I'm going to change the name of this to the Haters Podcast, because y'all two are the hatinest. These brothers out here trying to make money, and y'all are hating, talking about woo, woo, woo. Can't hit no note. Thinking we can all sing. None of us can sing.
Oh, nope. But I wouldn't know that Arsenio Hall trying to.
Y'all are haters, man. Ladies and gentlemen, the personification of hate.
Oh, man.
Jeez, oh, Pete. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Why all the hate? Why all the disdain, man?
Oh,
y'all, y'all got the same jokes for your girl who sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game, Fergie?
What you?
Look, I've seen bad performances, you know, and people will criticize the people who sing it. They'd be like, you know, he didn't sing it so well. I've never seen players sit there and crack up in the middle of the deck on the song.
That was horrible.
The clip of your boy Draymond Green kills me every time. He's like, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, this is crazy. What is she doing? A Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo. I was like, what's going on with the national anthem? What is she doing? Now that's bad.
It was bad. That was bad. Yeah,
but if she goes on tour,
that was the most important thing with Carl Lewis.
But if she goes on tour with the Black Eyed Peas and Will I Am, it might be jumping still.
Unless she sings the national anthem.
She had no business singing that.
She got out her lane. That's what the problem
is. That's right. And you're right. She got in that Carl Lewis lane.
She got in there like, uh-oh.
Hold on.
I'm going to make up for it right here. Hold on.
That's a hard song to sing, man.
It's like Nate Robinson deciding a box, man.
Hold on.
That's the same thing.
Hold on. Because, you know, I need 10 minutes for this. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. You see that subscribe button right there? Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that when you are on our YouTube channel. And if you don't mind, go ahead and like, comment, and share the link with your friends. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, like, comment, and share. We enjoy every opportunity that we get to engage with you. We're also available on platforms such as Spotify, Amazon, and any other streaming service that you access your favorite podcast, in addition to any Alexa-enabled devices. Thank you for supporting and listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Say word, son.
Word, son.
Word, son.
So I'm voting that we start playing that one first so we can get that long one out the way.
We can start playing it the day before. I'll start playing it on Saturday.
Look, just put it up.
I think we need the poll. We need an active poll. Do you prefer the extended version or the quietifier?
Oh, my. That is true.
That's what I feel. Because I'll be honest with you, I like them both, depending on, you know, what kind of mood I'm in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's enough right there. Promo done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So, Sean, we were talking about something earlier in the week. We talked about something I heard on another program. I'm not going to give them props because they don't give us props, but if they decide to give us props, we can give them props. But they were talking about one of their segments was, who would you want to meet, right? I mean, it's the kind of the cliche question. Who would you want to meet, alive or dead, and why? And they had it as entertainers, right? Sports figures, entertainers, and we talked about, yeah, that would be interesting, man. Maybe expand it just to people in general, whether it be, you know, maybe three different categories: entertainers, sports figures, or just, you know, any genre, walk of life. So you had some interesting people that you would want to meet. Share that with us. Who would you want to meet if you had given the opportunity?
Dead or alive, I think I named off three of them. One was JFK. The whole thing with that whole family, just I'm intrigued by all of that, especially the assassination part of it. I'd like to meet him. The other was Prince. And my third was Barack Obama. So if there's a dinner, that's why I get those three guests at my dinner. I think that makes for a good conversation. Two presidents and baddest man to ever do it, in my opinion.
Okay. F.
Yeah, I'll have three right away. Yeah, I think I would go with Brock. He would be one, but that's an easy pick, right? I think I would look at someone like, I'd say Doug Williams would be an interesting conversation. Okay. Just from the football standpoint and having that desire at one point or another when I thought it was going to grow, being a quarterback. I think just to kind of have his experience of being the Black quarterback and setting that standard, right? I think having to break walls or break down barriers would have been interesting to hear him. And then I think, especially after watching the night in Miami, I think just to have been in a room with any of those cats,
yeah,
Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Malcolm, I think all of them See, I think just to be in that space, I think it would have been cool just to kind of sit and just be a fly on the wall, like really just to engage in that conversation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That was a good movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Tony, who are you three?
You know what? I came up with one this week, and it would have been the last couple days. And it may not be for the most obvious of reasons, but Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson is one I would want to meet, and not because just, you know, of what he did, you know, in baseball, which is monumental, obviously, to say the least, really breaking those barriers. but more so for what he did outside of baseball. You know, that's part of the story that's lost on Jackie Robinson when we talk about him, when you hear about him, is just how much of an activist he was, just how much he was involved outside of baseball, whether it be business, whether it be social issues, and really, really, really in the streets. I mean, it wasn't just baseball. Mm-hmm. And we never hear about that, but he was doing all those things that we give, you know, the Muhammad Ali's and the other, you know, figures that kind of came to the forefront, you know, in their, you know, work as an activist. He really was a pioneer when it came to those things. And so that would definitely be one. Obviously Barack Obama, but you know, and part of that is just the things that, you know, we've heard about him from reliable sources, you know, kind of off the record. You know, he kind of breaks some stereotypes, you know, that we all have grown to believe when it comes to politicians. So I'd love to meet him. But entertainer, I won't. And the last one would probably be Michael Jackson. And a reason for that is really, really.
Which Michael?
Jerry.
I'm sorry.
What were we saying? Really?
Okay. I was just, you know, my first thought was him and you sitting there with bubbles. And
you know what? But for those reasons, that's why I'd want to meet Michael because of the complex life that he led, right? From and we talk about, it's not always the decisions you make, but some of the things that are thrust upon you, right? When you hear about, you know, those kids growing up and their family and their upbringing and kind of what kind of put them into certain positions in life, really, really, Sean.
So look,
tickle me when I just looked at Jeff and he had that look on his face. He was like, ooh.
So what separates Michael from DMX?
What separates Michael from DMX? How so? It's funny you ask that because I brought that up to Casey, but what makes you ask that?
So you, because you circled back around to one of the comments that Sean and I have made as far as like the impacts of
Martyr.
And then life, holding right? Him life, up. Life happening.
Drug addict.
You know, drugs, abuse, you know, we know the history there, right? He OD'd, you know, so kind of he died the same way as far as...
Self-inflicted, administered by a doctor.
That time.
But the addiction was still there. So just because he wasn't addicted to heroin doesn't mean he wasn't addicted. Think about all the things this man did. He was addicted to plastic surgery. There was addiction as far as the bleaching of his skin. He was never happy with how he looked. You know, there was a whole lot of things that he was dealing with that we don't know eternally.
We about to go.
Same thing that DMX kind of was going through. So, you know, there was some struggles and demons. And has been, you know, not that we were able to see what the true outcome was, but, you know, the allegations of inappropriate relationships with younger people, right? You know, so there's a lot of challenges that are there as far as Michael as a person, not just an entertainer.
All alleged.
So, I said alleged.
Okay.
I said alleged.
Okay,
I did say alleged, right, Tony?
Keep going.
You did say alleged.
So, you know, so there's a lot of drama there that surrounds him as much as the drama that surrounds DMX. So I guess what separates for you the two of them?
Well, first off, I also said about DMX that I'm not here to judge him. I'm here to say I personally don't choose to lift that up. Okay, to me, I don't need to do... Listen, man, I'm listening to some of these folks talk on these shows, okay? And they're almost in tears saying how great of a man this was, how this, how that, how much of an impact. And really, it's kind of what we hear often anyway. It's after the fact, you know, after the fact, and we're hearing all these great things about this person had such an impact on my life and all that. And that's totally fine. That's them. Me personally, I couldn't let go of the pictures of his kids. Okay, of his daughter riding the roller coaster with him, right? A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I couldn't miss the fact of this person basically having these kids, but not even before this happened, you know, maybe not being present. Or to me, and I'm not here to judge those things. That's not for me to judge because I'm not perfect. But I'm also not going to lift that up. To me, that screams flavor of the month. That screams, oh, that I want to plug this on my show and get some airplay. I want to benefit from this. Personally, I don't buy all that. Okay. Hey, I say my rest in peace. I feel terrible for his kids, but I don't need to continue to. To me, my reason for wanting to meet Michael are from an entertainment standpoint. Okay, he's regarded as one of the greatest entertainers of all time. There are so many experiences that I would love to hear about, you know, one of the greatest performers of all time,
I'm telling you, second. And that's, it can't be but one great.
Hey, I love that. Thank you. Okay, but also, I would love to hear more about the dynamics, the coming up, right? Because everything you hit on, Jeff, are things that are reality, okay? Mm-hmm. And you went in these directions for reasons, right? I would love to just sit down and hear more about that stuff. Now, granted, Michael would never open up about all those things, right? He never did. He never really talked about his upbringing. You know, that was kind of a taboo thing. He never really mentioned that. I would love to hear about those things and kind of seeing the person as a whole, why it went from this to this to this. Okay. So to me, that would be a very interesting person to meet.
Why can't you do the same thing with DMX though? Why couldn't it be the same exact thing? You know, this is how we got to this point, is because when you were young, you were neglected, you were abused, you were left alone, and then you had to seek out ways to survive. And one of your ways to, you know, try to blend in or to feel good about your situation was to try some marijuana, and somebody laced it with some crack, and now you become addicted. But then after that, you become a big star. You provided all these things for all these people, means of livings and all this other stuff, and then you relapse, come back, and then you eventually die. How is that any different, like Jeff said, from Michael's story? Right? If I want to invite DMX to my dinner, I can say the exact same thing you just said about Michael.
And you very well could. And right, that would be your choice of three, but you already have three.
No,
so,
but we're talking about your choice of being, oh, you, mm-hmm, the light-skinned cat wants to stick with the light-skinned cat, but the dark-skinned cat can't stick with the dark-skinned cat.
I mean, hey, listen, I'll stick with off the wall, Michael, if it makes you feel better.
Oh, I'm just saying. Okay.
All right.
I'm saying, you know, got that light skin going on, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Dang.
That's why I was laughing. I was like, just which one? Are you talking about the Wiz or are you talking about the bad Michael? Which one?
I get it, man. If I said Luther, you talking about skinny Luther, you talking about fat Luther. I get it.
Got a light skin friend look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skin friend look like Michael Jackson. I mean, dang.
Now that would be an interesting conversation.
Kanye? that would be great.
It would,
and
be
just
an
let
interesting
him
conversation, because
you'd get the whole range of emotions if you stay there long enough.
Yeah, you probably would. It would be an interesting conversation.
Absolutely.
And you probably walk away thinking, what the hell did I just listen to?
I missed old Kanye. That's what them shirts say. I missed old Kanye.
Well, I think all those conversations will be very interesting conversations to hear.
Yeah.
So.
Look, he had an influence on you. Michael had an influence on me. We talked about last week on the pod. I was moonwalking in class. Got in trouble for it.
So, Sean, you like Prince so much. And I tell you what, Prince is a genius, right? I mean, just what he did. How do you feel about those Dr. Pepper commercials?
Bless me.
We talked about this before. I don't like them. It's just disrespectful, man. It's disrespectful. And then they got him all little. That's a shot, too. That is a shot, too.
So how do you feel about Dave Chappelle when he does the skit?
What skit? The blouses? I think that's a shout out. Because it's coming from Charlie Murphy. I mean, it's like...
Well, Prince didn't like it, and that's well documented.
Ooh.
We talked about that.
I don't know if we talked about that. Nah, I don't know if Prince didn't like it.
No, they talked about that. Chappelle talked about that in an interview once.
Yeah? And Prince didn't like it?
Very recently. He did not like that when they came in Close Encounters after that came out. It was made very clear from Prince's people he wasn't very what's the word? He wasn't real happy with the way that came across on screen.
Okay, so my guess is I'm gonna guess just based on that response, knowing how Prince responds to certain things, I think Prince's only issue, he didn't have an issue with the storytelling because it was accurate. And he actually had commented on the color of the couch and what color the couch was supposed to be in real life and what it was versus in the show.
I was going to ask you, how do you feel about him jumping on the couch?
Right. Prince was okay with all of that. He said, yeah, and the couch was actually this color and it wasn't that color. It wasn't the skit. I think it was because Dave played Prince. And I think Prince has an ego, right? there's a certain level of, you know, he thinks he's a sexy MF-er. And then you got this dude looking like whatnot in a wig and some velvet pants and whatnot. I think that's the part that he did like. Dave Chappelle trying to look like Prince.
So what do you think? Do you think Dave Chappelle, which rendition do you think was better? That of Prince or that of Rick James?
Oh, I'm going with Rick James. What did the five fingers say to this? What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap! Darkness! They should have never gave you money! Wide nose, breathing all the white man's air. I think that might be where they got Uncle Ruckus from.
I'm rich!
That was not Rick James.
Oh man,
Chappelle! The whole Chappelle show is a whole nother segment on the podcast.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
We'll have to talk about that.
I'll be a part of that one.
Yeah, might. Game blouses, D. Game blouses.
Man, hour goes by fast.
It does go by fast, son.
Yeah, it moves.
Oh, hey, shout out to D for listening to the podcast. He shared it to his page. He liked stuff. He commenting on stuff. That's what we're talking about, man. Thank you.
I appreciate the time. I appreciate the opportunity to get with you fellas. Ending the weekend, getting ready for the week. The Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Y'all have a great week. I hope it rains in Southern California. You have a cold blast come through. Jeff, I hope that the snow misses you and heads west. No, it misses us too, because we typically get what you all get a little bit later.
Right.
No, all in all, man, appreciate the opportunity, fellas, talk, and Buckeyes will still rule supreme.
Oh,
the Big Ten this year.
Well, you ended this podcast on some terrible notes.
Word, son.
Look, if you get a chance, follow D.
Say word. Hey,
follow D. Follow D. He does DJing down in Indianapolis.
We're going to follow him. We're going to shout him out. That's what's up.
Yeah, follow him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to allow you. you to end the show on that light skin pettiness. I will end the show, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for watching. And once again, the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Also, there's a commercial out there. We want to hear about the times you got caught acting up in school. Send us a clip to thegetawaypodcast@gmail.com. A9 Radio, shout out. Shout out to everybody who supports. We appreciate it. Say word, son.
Word, son.
Word, son.